Do you ever wonder about dreams or deja vu, that feeling on a first date?
Yes, yes. The spark is real.
Maybe about where the aliens are, if they exist.
The universe could be infinite. So where is everybody?
My name is Mike Simpson. My podcast is called I've Got Questions. How do some animals change color? What's the best cure for the hiccups? Do you wash your denim?
I usually wait 4 to 6 months.
Kind of feels like a long time. Search for I've Got Questions on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes on Thursdays. Do you ever wonder about dreams or deja vu, that feeling on a first date?
Yes, yes. The spark is real.
Maybe about where the aliens are, if they exist.
The universe could be infinite. So where is everybody?
My name is Mike Simpson. My podcast is called I've Got Questions. How do some animals change color? What's the best cure for the hiccups? Do you wash your denim?
I usually wait 4 to 6 months.
Kind of feels like a long time. Search for I've Got Questions on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes on Thursdays.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, it's a football edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS, number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. And you could always get at me on Instagram where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Former Broncos defensive lineman Derek Wolfe going to stop by at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. Jersey Jerry in his weekly spot on a Football Friday for NFL picks at 9:20 p.m. Eastern, 6:20 p.m. Pacific. And as always, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life well, Rocket can. And producing the extravaganza for the next 4 hours is no other than Hot Take Hickey.
His dumb producer, Hot Take Hickey.
Man, what are we going to talk about today right out of the gate? Maybe the worst football game I've ever seen. I don't even want to say that week five started last night because it's really an insult to the 30 other teams that play football in the National Football League. That looked like, I don't even want to say a JV game. Because that's insulting to JV high school football. And then I would say that looks like a peewee flag football game. But then that would be insulting to the 8 or 9 year olds. For guys that are paid money and for coaches that are paid money and that this is a business and this is how they make their living, everyone associated with that Broncos and Colts catastrophe last night in Mile High needs to give their money back. And I'm not usually someone that says, when you play a sport as violent as football, oh, give your paycheck back. But that is how lethargic, grotesque, just awful that game was. I'm sitting on my couch, and I know I tweeted it at halftime. It was like kind of in a joking context that this game deserves to go to overtime and end in a tie. But when the game got to overtime, I was trying to defer to next week and just punt on overtime. Because who wanted to watch that game? It was as if I had two forks just stabbed in my eyes, and it was that painful watching that disgusting, grotesque game between the pathetic, lowly Indianapolis Colts and the even more pathetic and the even lowlier Denver Broncos. That was horrible. And I'm glad now the rest of the nation is finally directing some criticism to Russell Wilson. Because the last 4 weeks, when everyone was hitting Nathaniel Hackett like he was a pinata at a kid's birthday party, I said, when does Russell Wilson finally get some of the blame? And Nathaniel Hackett has been the biggest safety blanket so far from Mr. Unlimited getting criticism. Because the criticism on Mr. Unlimited has been limited through the first 4 weeks of the season. But last night, that was on Russell Wilson. And I get it. I'm not saying that Nathaniel Hackett is exonerated of any blame because he was horrible last night. But Nathaniel Hackett put the football in Russell Wilson's hands. And all we did was bitch after game one. On 4th and 5, how do you kick a 64-yard field goal with the college buddy of mine, Brandon McManus, in Seattle and not put the ball in the hands of your quarterback that just got paid $240-something million? So Nathaniel Hackett, I guess you could say he adjusted. He listened to all the criticism. And Nathaniel Hackett, on 3rd and 4, as the Colts have no timeouts in a 9-6 game that his team is leading, with 2:13 left, goes, yeah, we'll pass the football with Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson, it's let Russ cook. He delivered a burnt meal. That meal last night was ugly. That's like when you leave a hot dog on the grill, you go inside, and then 50 minutes later, you're like, holy bleep. I forgot about the hot dogs on the grill. And they're absolutely burnt to a crisp. And that wasn't even the most embarrassing decision. And the lack of awareness and just how lost a guy that was once an elite quarterback in Russell Wilson looked last night, it was baffling. Let's just start with that regulation call on that 3rd and 4, where, yes, I thought they should have ran the football. Don't get me wrong. But they elected to throw. The 2-minute warning was going to stop anyway. I didn't like the decision. But you're Russell Wilson. The ball is put in your hands to go make a play, and you throw a pick. And not only that, if you go back, he could have definitely have gone for a first down and picked up the 4 yards with his legs and may have. It could have been a collision at the goal line, but he could have potentially have put the football in the end zone off his own legs. Instead, he throws an interception. Colts go down the field, they tie up the game, and then the game gets into overtime. And when that game gets into overtime and the Colts get a field goal, here comes Russell Wilson matriculating the ball down the field. And once again, you're met in a scenario where you're down by 3 at this point, not up 3 like the last time, down by 3. First down, positive yards on the ground. Second down, positive yards on the ground. Third down, positive yards on the ground. And on 4th down at Indy's 5, you don't take the field goal there. I'm good with it. I like going for it. It's one lousy stinking yard. Personally, with how horrible Russell Wilson was in that game, and I have zero confidence in Melvin Gordon holding on to the football, but even with how horrible Russell Wilson has been and my lack of confidence with Melvin Gordon or whoever was in that running back at that point, you got to run the football in that spot. Because you were getting positive yards on 1st, 2nd, 3rd down. And all you needed was 1 stinking yard. Instead, let Russ cook. Because that's what Russell Wilson wanted. That's why Russell Wilson's no longer in Seattle. That's why Russell Wilson ended his relationship with Pete Carroll. Because the coach doesn't trust me. The coach won't let me do things the way that I want to. Wah! And we saw last night why Pete Carroll had some skepticism of fully giving the keys to the Ferrari to Russell Wilson because he messed up the game at the end of regulation and then he got a chance to redeem himself and in overtime, 4th and 1. First off, who throws the football 1,000 miles per hour when you're 5 yards out from scoring a touchdown? And number 2, can you show some awareness? Russ, you know football isn't only to the left. There is a right side of the field. He didn't even look towards the right side of the field, and KJ Hamler was wide open. KJ Hamler is still jumping up and down. Hey, Russ, look at me, look at me, look at me. And what did Russell Wilson do? He didn't go to KJ Hamler, and they lose the game. Embarrassing, pathetic, awful, disgraceful. A horrible game for Russell Wilson. So don't get me wrong. There are things to be critical about with Nathaniel Hackett. But culprit number 1 for why the Denver Broncos lost that game last night for the first time this season wasn't the head coach. It was Russell Wilson. Because he messed up that game at the end of regulation and then he dug himself into an even deeper hole in overtime and he wasn't climbing out of it last night. And now this story of Russell Wilson. Oh, he's going to Denver to become one of the all-time great quarterbacks and win a Super Bowl. Well, he'll get credit for being the guy. He's not even going to make the playoffs this year. And this is coming from someone who before the year told you, with a new head football coach and a new quarterback, the Broncos and what we thought was going to be a very competitive AFC West and AFC weren't going to make the playoffs. But I didn't think they'd be this dreadful. I didn't think they'd be this incompetent. And they sit there after 5 weeks and they're 2-3, and there's no hope. There's no hope for this season. The fat lady is singing. She is on her last note. I don't care that they're only 2-3, and like every other team in the NFL is struggling this year, and there's a lot of sloppy football. I have no confidence that this team is going to turn it around. I see zero signs of this being a good football team in the year of 2022. It doesn't mean that long-term Russ is going to be a disaster in Denver. You know there's going to be a new head football coach there next year. You can't bring Nathaniel Hackett back. But there are some concerns if maybe Russ is starting to look past his prime. Because not everyone's Tom Brady. Not everyone's Aaron Rodgers. Not everyone is Drew Brees, where you could play into your 40s. The last year and a half, everyone blamed Pete Carroll. Russell Wilson did not play good football the last year and a half. And so far, without Pete Carroll, in his first 5 games as a Denver Bronco, he looks past his prime. And he turns 34 in November. And look at the schedule this year. This was not murderer's row that they've had to go up against. You lost to Seattle. You lost to the Seahawks. Then you beat the pathetic Texans who don't have a win this year and you can only win 16-9. If Jimmy Garoppolo had a pulse in the game up against the Broncos, you would have lost. You win that game by 1 point. The Raiders had no losses or no victories when you went up against them. They exited that game with the victory. And then last night you're going up against a team in Indianapolis who has just been a brutal product. And a team that if it wasn't for their crappy division would have already been so lost in the water this year and so dead. And you had the game won and you just gave them the game. I can't kill Nathaniel Hackett for last night. I'm not saying I'm praising him, but he's not the first person deserving of blame. It's 1,000% Russell Wilson. That game is on Russ. And you have a clown show right now in Denver. You have a coach that is in over his head, and you have a quarterback who looks lost. And this isn't a rookie. This isn't a second-year player, third-year player. This is a guy that has been in the NFL for over a decade. And he looks lost. He's the guy that's won a Super Bowl. He's getting paid $240-something million. And he has no answers right now. And the world is turning, finally, on Russell Wilson. Because he's cringeworthy with the media. He tries too hard. And right now, most importantly, he's not playing good football. The Broncos are screwed. And guess what? You thought the last 2 weeks were rough? San Francisco, prime time, disaster of a game. Colts, prime time, disaster of a game. Week one, prime time, Monday Night Football. A game that was ugly for the Broncos. Football fans, what did we do to deserve this? Why are we getting coal in our Christmas stockings already? Because we get the Broncos on primetime again next week, I believe Monday Night Football against the Chargers. Justin Herbert better eviscerate that team. Because that Broncos team, they have good defense, I'll give them credit. But offensively, Javonte Williams done for the year. Garrett Bowles now out with the broken leg. Russell Wilson doesn't trust his receivers, and probably the teammates on the offense side of the ball don't trust Russell Wilson because he looks like a bad quarterback right now. And you have a coach who is so lost. He had to hire someone to help him out after 1 game. This is a dumpster fire. This is a disaster. Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus may have shut down, but the Denver Broncos this year, they're still open. Holy smokes. What a brutal, brutal, brutal game. Russell Wilson has to be the person deserving of most blame last night. What say you, though? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. There was a lot of things last night that you said to yourself, wow, I've never seen anything like that. There's one that is at the tippy-tippy top of that list, and I'll tell you something I saw in the game last night that I still can't believe. But it shows you how bad the game is. We'll get to that next on the Zach Gelb Show on a Football Friday when we return in 5 minutes.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
You can think around the auto parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, hot take Hickey. I'll let you talk about your Colts coming up in about 18 minutes. But before we do that, I've been having problems lately remembering things. I'm like turning into Roger Clemens where I just misremember so many things in my life. MVP this year. Who was your MVP pick? Can you just refresh my memory here, please, out of the kindness of your heart?
That would be one Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay. And then there was some coach in the NFL. He's probably not going to be a head coach next year. But you said he was going to be a top three coach in the NFL this year when it comes to coach of the year. Who was that coach?
Oh, that would be Nathaniel Hackett.
Oh, okay. And your big take of the season was the Super Bowl winner was whom?
That would be the team we watched yesterday, the Denver Broncos.
Whew. So you wouldn't give up on this stuff after the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season when I gave you an out. Let's just see where you are right now. Will Russell Wilson win the MVP this year?
No, he will not win the MVP. I can definitively say that that one is shot.
Okay. Nathaniel Hackett finishing top three coach of the year.
At this point, I think he's going to be fired in like 3 weeks.
He may be the first coach fired.
I would actually be surprised.
He'll be a top three coach fired before he finishes top three coach of the year.
Without a doubt, yes.
And your Super Bowl pick, is that up in flames as well?
I'm sticking by that one.
Oh, what?
I'm not throwing the towel in just yet. I'm going down with the ship. I'm loyal. What do you want me to do? I'm not flip-flopping. I'm not getting on the Bills bandwagon or the Bengals bandwagon or the Ravens. No way, man.
You think that team that you saw last night, that is 2-3, and their two wins are up against a 49ers team that their quarterback forgot how to play the position, and then also against the Texans, is going to, hold on, first off, make the playoffs, then second off, get to the Super Bowl, and then win the Super Bowl?
I think there's still a chance, yes. I'm not getting off that.
There is a former NFL running back by the name of Leroy Horde. Do you have that audio of the way that Leroy Horde refers to you on his very fine radio program in Miami when he was talking about you? I need to hear from my friend Leroy Horde.
His dumb producer, Hot Take Hickey.
Oh, yeah. Bro, can I just give you some advice here? Because I told you not to pick Russell Wilson as your MVP. I told you not to pick Nathaniel Hackett as your coach of the year. And I told you not to pick the Denver Broncos as a Super Bowl pick. Get out now. There's a cash out option right now. You're only getting like 2 cents back, but you should cash out. I'm giving you one more chance to cash out here. You're sticking with the Denver Broncos as your Super Bowl pick.
unlike their own fans who left early yesterday, I will stick by this team for now. It's still early. It's ugly. I think they have the talent to turn it around.
Based off what? The quarterback sucks right now.
He's
Garrett Bowles
is
probably going to be done for the season.
Broke his leg out for the year.
The wide receivers are not great wide receivers in Denver, and you have a coach who stinks. Oh, yeah, and Javonte Williams, your best running back, is out for the year as well. But that team's going to the Super Bowl. That team's not even making the playoffs.
Latavius Murray going to feel the turnaround.
Did you smoke something before this show?
No. I am totally sober.
Were you like those Broncos fans who left the game early to go to the dispensaries before they shut down?
No, sir. No.
You positive?
I am locked in. I'm actually thinking clearly for the first time in a long time
you
today.
You ain't thinking clearly when you say the Broncos are winning the Super Bowl.
I feel good about where I am. I'm on the Titanic, and guess what? I'm going down the ship. I'm going down. There's a lifeboat there for the Bills. There's a lifeboat there for the Chiefs. I'm not jumping on just yet. I made the pick. It was a bold pick, and I'm not going to just all of a sudden
stupid pick.
Willy-nilly say, you know what? No, I'm standing by. It's a work in progress. A lot of work
is
needed.
You know, I always respect a man that is able to admit they're wrong when they're wrong. And the fact that you can't admit that you're wrong on the Broncos, and you can't tell me that the Broncos aren't winning the Super Bowl this year, I'm sorry. I can't take you seriously for the rest of this show.
The only thing I'm holding on to, I'll be honest, is that there's a lot of time to turn it around. It's not like I can give you concrete evidence of Russell Wilson's, accuracy down the field or his vision on the field. I'm hoping the areas of their weaknesses right now, which is everywhere, turn around.
And I've been hoping for the last 10 years to sleep with Beyonce. And I gave up on that hope because I'm not going to be able to sleep with Beyonce.
I'm an optimist. I'm sorry.
You got to be realistic. I understand being an optimist, but there's a difference between being an optimist and just being stupid.
Right now in the NFL, outside of two teams right now, everyone's basically in the same boat.
Russell Wilson's outplaying Josh Allen. Russell Wilson's outplaying Patrick Mahomes this year.
Outside of two teams.
Russell Wilson's outplaying Jalen Hurts this year. No shot.
He's not playing very well right now.
The Eagles dodged a bullet. Imagine if they traded for that garbage quarterback right now and Russell Wilson.
Everyone is, for the most part, in the same boat.
He hasn't even looked to the right side of the field. Their own fan base in a game that's going to overtime left last night.
They did.
I have never seen that. It'd be one thing if it's the fourth quarter, you're losing by 20, 30 points. Okay, let's beat the traffic. Okay, I'm giving up. Okay, I'm leaving. That was a tie game. It was going into overtime. You were already right in that situation of punishment already and being a sucker for that game and already getting just run over by your team, and they left. They go, they didn't want to see how that game ended because Broncos fans knew they weren't going to win the game. Listen up. This is on Amazon Prime last night. This is Al Michaels and Herbstreit. I can never say his name right ever since Jack Stern called him Kurt Herbstreit. So here is Kirk Herbstreit and Al Michaels last night.
Anyway.
They're leaving. The Broncos fans are bailing.
They've had enough.
It's 9-9. They're like, the heck with it. I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out of here.
Marco, you're our elder statesman here on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, the locker room leader, El Capitan. I have to ask you this. Have you ever seen fans just leave? Hold on. I don't have Marco here. If we could get Marco's mic potted up. Hey, Hickey. Hickey's like Russell Wilson. He's just forgetting the other half of the studio right now.
In a tie game? No, that's brutal. I don't want to hear it's Thursday night and you got work in the morning. I don't care.
You're already there.
I don't care. I don't care. It's overtime.
It's 10 more minutes.
No, that's brutal. You can't leave in overtime. I mean, what are you doing? You spent the whole night there. I get you're disgusted, but what are you doing? Where are you going?
The only valid excuse is if that dispensary shuts down by a certain time and those Denver fans were running to the dispensary last night. They need something to ease the pain a little bit.
Look, if you tell me, and this happened, what was it, the Nationals years ago? Like the last train
the
out?
The train, yeah.
So it was like, look, I have no choice.
Like 12 o'clock or
something.
Yeah,
like I either get on this train or I sleep here tonight. Like, all right, I'm listening. I still think there's, another way to get home. I want to try an Uber or something. You invested your entire night. There's no reason to walk away.
Now, Hickey is still not changing his Super Bowl pick. He's still riding, let's ride, with the Denver Broncos.
Look, I get wanting to be right. I get not wanting to swallow the pride.
But you got
to
say you're wrong sometimes.
It's asinine. And it's not just because Russell Wilson. Because I can cling to the idea that Russell Wilson will find it again. It didn't disappear in the last, 4 weeks. It's not all gone. I can understand that.
Okay.
I can hear that. He's not 40 years old. It didn't just completely go off a cliff. Here's my issue with them. And Nathaniel Hackett kind of did it a little bit again last night. They have nobody steering that ship. And Russell Wilson is now not finding whatever form that he used to have. So to me, where is this leadership where is it going to come from to be able to get them from where they are now to where they need to go?
Well, I will say, even though I did question some of the decision-making last night by Nathaniel Hackett, he did adjust in terms of week one. We were all bitching about him not putting the ball in the hands of Russell Wilson.
Correct.
Even though it could have been ill-advised last night at times with the way he was playing and also the time and the distance and everything.
Mm-mm.
He put the ball in Russell Wilson's hands.
Oh, yeah.
And Russell Wilson screwed up both times when if he just would have made the easy play at the end of regulation, he takes the ball, Russell Wilson, and run. He gets a first down. The game's over. We're not killing him today. And then in overtime, he has KJ Hamler wide open and even look at him.
Totally agreed. And them going for it on fourth down in the overtime was the correct decision. And then after the game was over, he said, when it came down to us that we were going to go for it, I thought it was a good idea. I'm sorry, what now? You thought it was a good idea when they told who's they?
Who's the consultant that he hired.
That's a problem.
You're exactly right.
That's a problem.
So Hackett after the game, he goes, yeah, when I was told we were going to go for it, I okayed it. You're the head football coach.
That's a problem. This is not a guy that you hired to help you with the clock when you need to call a timeout, when you need to be. No.
You're 100%
this is a guy
right.
That's telling you what to do on fourth and one from the 5-yard line when you're down by 3 in overtime. You don't know what to do in that situation. That's not correctable. That's
now,
over.
Now, as much, and you're 1,000% right, as much as I want to just say, hey, it's all in Nathaniel Hackett last night, I still look at that game, and the number one culprit to me is Russell Wilson. And you talk about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Russ wanted to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Russ wanted to be the guy. When they won that first Super Bowl, it was Marshawn, Legion of Boom, Pete Carroll getting all the praise. And then Russ said, oh, this became my team in Seattle. I got to be the guy. Pete's holding me back. So far, Russ, you got a lead. And right now, everything that Russ says is either not resonating with the team, comes off as cringeworthy. And I think that Russ has trust issues with guys in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
But there's guys in the locker room right now that are saying, this is the $240-something million quarterback?
You're 100% right. And I guarantee you right now, there's a lot of guys that are talking, muttering under their breath when nobody's looking and saying, what are we doing? Like this is a disaster. I get that.
How do you get to the podium last night? If you're Russell Wilson, and I get it. It's you're saying right now, Broncos country, let's ride. How do you, you got to understand you got to read the room. It's not last night to be all cute with the media and still show the guys, oh, we have belief because I say Broncos country, let's ride. You look like a buffoon last night.
Here's the problem. He's more concerned about his brand than he is anything else.
That's a problem.
And that line has become his brand. So he's just going to, he's going to say it no matter what. And I think he's looking at it as I'm not wavering. No. This is not about not wavering. This is about not understanding the situation. And those are two totally different things. And when you lose the respect of your teammates and in that locker room, that's not something that you just automatically snap your fingers and you get it back. The one thing that you would cling to if you're a Broncos fan is simply that he still knows how to play. He shows you in spurts. He does. There are times. There are plays there.
Glimpses.
Again, there's not enough, and the consistency is it's maddening. And I've been saying this for the last couple of years in Seattle. We all blame Pete Carroll straight away.
Yeah.
When he went to Denver in week one, I remember us talking about it in that game. When the hell is it going to be Russell Wilson's
fault?
Exactly. And it has now become.
Last night was the night.
It became all Russell Wilson's fault. Now, he deserves all that. But it's still humanly possible to find it because he's not a guy on his last legs. He just needs to actually go back to the drawing board of, let me stop trying to make the great play and just make the play.
Now, I'm not saying that he could ever be a good quarterback again. But there is a difference from being good to elite, and he's being paid to be an elite quarterback. And I think we've all fallen into this trap the last few years when you see Brady play really late, like later than anyone, 45.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers is clearly getting up there in age.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees played, into his 40s. Like, that doesn't normally happen at the level that those guys were playing at. So when a guy starts to, I don't want to say burn out because I'm not ready to go there yet, but show signs the last year and a half of decline, and he turns 34 in November, you'll wonder how far is the drop off from what you once were to what you are now, and is there a way that you could find a little bit to raise that level with how bottomed out you look right now?
I agree, but here's the difference when I see it, though. I'm not seeing a guy whose skills are eroding. He can still throw it. He can still run. He can still move exactly the way he moved a few years ago.
Awareness is the biggest issue.
That's
right
a problem,
He's
though.
Not even looking at the right side of the field.
Again, but see, that's not to me, that's not totally awareness. That's trying to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
He's either confused with his own playbook, which is possible in the first year. It's not good when you're a veteran quarterback. Yeah. But it's also the fact that it feels like he's trying to make all the plays so that everyone after the game is saying, look what you did.
Yeah.
Stop with that nonsense. Stop. You're not going to win the MVP, and you're not going to do it on every throw.
You're not even going to need a vote.
Stop. Try to make the regular, normal plays. Get your team down the field. Get into the end zone. Get some sort of rhythm. Stop making the elaborate play. Just make the simple play. And if he can actually sit himself down or somebody can actually get to him and talk to him, Russ, stop trying to do all this other nonsense. Then even that fourth and one, I realize he had a receiver wide open. Even after he missed that, was there a pass rush? Was there a reason he had to fire it into double coverage with
Gilmore? 1,000 miles an hour.
What are you doing? Roll. And he said, I was ready to take off. No, you weren't.
Yeah.
You were sitting in the pocket, and you took away one of your biggest weapons, which is your legs. All you had to do was roll out. It was 1 yard. You could have got it on your own. Stop making the crazy play. Make the easy play.
Let's just hear Russell Wilson before we get the update in. This is Russell Wilson ending his press conference last night of Broncos country. Let's ride.
I'm grateful for them battling every moment, every play, and they kept believing to the last play. That belief is a powerful thing, and that's what I'm going to keep believing in. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Broncos country. That's right.
Was that Belichick?
You know what? Was this kind of crazy? To me, he almost is starting to get into that Alex Rodriguez feel.
Oh,
where
yeah.
He has no idea.
Point.
He just really doesn't know. Everything that he's doing, like we just got, oh, he's awkward. Like, I don't think he really gets it. A-Rod was that same thing where it was almost every day where it was like, why the hell does this guy just not seem to get what Russell Wilson just doesn't get it?
Exactly.
How do you get somebody to explain it to him?
I don't know. I think you may need to have Peyton Manning, John Elway sit him down and coach him through this a little bit. That's where you
good
may
luck
need
with
to
that
go.
Conversation. Like I said, it doesn't feel like he just doesn't understand how ridiculous some of this stuff is.
He sounds like a poser. He looks like a poser right now. That's what it is. I heard Kyle Brandt say it earlier this morning on Good Morning Football. I thought he's trying to be someone that he's not. And when you try to be someone that you're not, it blows up in your face like this. All right, well, come on back. You know what? It is a Friday. We should be in a good mood. I'm going to be kinder to Hickey. I may have called him an idiot more on a dope in this last segment because of his picks. When we come on back, I want to serve as like a therapist here. I want to talk through the feelings of Hot Take Hickey because there's another side to this. The Colts get a win, but it feels like it's a loss. I want to hear from a Colts fan. We do that with our resident expert of the Indianapolis Colts, Hot Take Hickey next.
Do you ever wonder about dreams or deja vu, that feeling on a first date?
Yes, yes, the spark is real.
Maybe about where the aliens are, if they exist.
The universe could be infinite. So where is everybody?
My name is Mike Simpson. My podcast is called I've Got Questions. How do some animals change color? What's the best cure for the hiccups? Do you wash your denim?
I usually wait 4 to 6 months.
Kind of feels like a long time. Search for I've Got Questions on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes on Thursdays.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
It's very rare that your team wins and you're not excited. But if I, and I can only speak for myself, if I was a fan of the Indianapolis Colts last night, and I'm sitting at 2-2-1, I've tied the Texans, you're going up against the Broncos, you win a game that you probably should lose, and you win it the way that they did it like that, where it was more so awful game. No touchdowns by either team. It was field goal, field goal, field goal, field goal, field goal. And, oh yeah, Russell Wilson basically gave you the game. I don't know I could be pumped up or even fired up. Yeah, you'd rather have the win than the loss. Oh, actually, I'll disagree with that. If I'm a Colts fan, I would want to lose every game for the rest of the season. I would want Frank Reich fired, and I'd want the best pick available in the draft so I could go get my franchise quarterback of the future. But maybe in the moment, if you're a Colts fan, you're not thinking that. You're like, oh, let's just win the game, playoffs. Then we'll get smacked in the wild card round. But you win a game and it feels like a loss. And that's a terrible feeling. Because here's what I do like about Thursday Night Football. When your team wins 9 times out of 10 on Thursday Night Football, the rest of the week is awesome. Friday's great. The weekend's great. Saturday, Sunday. And you feel great. But when you lose, then your weekend's ruined. But last night felt like a loss. So hot take, Hickey. You are a degenerate, I mean resident Colts expert here on CBS Sports Radio. You do a very popular podcast for the Odyssey, inside the Odyssey family, and I'm a big company guy. For the Blue Horseshoe, what's the name of the podcast again?
The Blue Horseshoe.
The Blue Horseshoe. So it's not for the, I'm combining with the other guy that used to work here, for the culture.
And the Colts hashtag is for the shoe.
For so the shoe, yeah. So the Blue Horseshoe, you and your co-host George, I did not get a chance to listen yet. I only saw a 45-second clip that you put out where you looked dejected. How do you process last night?
I've never been sadder after a loss than yesterday. I literally had no feeling. When the Colts kicked the field goal
to
tie the game, nothing. No reaction. When they kicked the field goal to take the lead in overtime, no reaction. When they knocked out the pass in the end zone to win the game, I was not running up and down the studio. I was not screaming. I was not clapping. I was emotionless.
Wait. We didn't get the kind of trademark Hickey slam the desk. I've seen you so many times watch games that are irrelevant, watch games that really have no meaning on the big picture, and you will slam the desk in excitement, or you'll just unleash one of those, yeah! And I'll be watching you while I'm hosting a show, and I go, what the heck is going on with that guy? There was just nothing. You were sitting down watching the game, and you were just motionless.
The offensive line and Matt Ryan sucked every ounce of life out of me in the first three quarters of that game.
You're missing someone.
Come the fourth quarter, I could not feel anything.
Offensive line, Matt Ryan, and say it with me.
Frank Reich's in there too, sure.
Thank you.
But I mean, my God, I have never felt that way. I wasn't even happy they won, to be honest. If they lost, actually, I would have probably been better because I would have been justified in feeling as upset as I was. It was just disgusting. I feel bad for everyone. I do and I don't, actually, because you didn't have to watch if you didn't want to.
Thursday Night Football. We're football fans. We do what men do best on Thursday night. That's watch football.
There is very few instances and exceptions to that rule. I think last night could have been like a hall pass for, you know what, just
honey,
do anything better.
You want to watch something else? You want to go to sleep early? You got
I'm
me for
begging,
tonight.
Yeah. Begging to put anything else on right now other than this slop fest.
It was terrible. It was brutal. It was not one of, it was the worst football game I've ever seen. So where are you at for the rest of the season now in the Colts? Because you tried to tell me yesterday this was a good team. It's clear they're not a good team. This is a bad football team.
I don't know if it was the national stage or that the two teams facing off I believed in the most in the Colts and the Broncos.
There's no winner for you here. Because the Broncos lose, they're getting just destroyed today. That's your Super Bowl pick.
Yep.
And the Colts win, but it feels like a loss. And you know the Colts aren't good. And you're a Colts fan.
Yesterday, unfortunately, came to the realization, and I think that's part of the reason why the life was sucked out of me. This is a wasted year. This season is wasted. And they are, to your point, better off getting as high a pick as possible and getting a quarterback. Because other than that, this team is floating in the abyss. Even with the defense, it's playing great.
You're in the worst position you could be in. You have
stuck in the middle.
You don't have a roster that is a terrible roster. You have some competent pieces on the roster, but you haven't had a quarterback in forever. And you're stuck in that category where for the last few years, you were just a good team, not a very good team, not a great team, not an elite team. And now that team that was good is taking a big step back.
and you don't know if you're going to ever able to recover. You're going to have a new coach in next year. Matt Ryan may be starting next year, but he's not the long-term answer. We knew that going in, but maybe you thought you'd get a nice little three-year ride to end out his career. You're going to be drafted a quarterback in the first round. But you are really in a spot where we don't even know what you just got in the car. You have the car. You're missing a wheel. And you're about to put in the destination into the GPS, and you don't know where the destination is. And you don't know how long it's going to take you to get there. Your team's in a rough spot right now.
Yesterday was a sobering day. I will admit, yesterday watching that game was very sobering because I think if for whatever reason it kind of painted the picture that, yeah, this team sucks.
Was I kind of in your cabeza last night at all? You're watching, you're like, wow, Zach was right in the Broncos. Zach was right that we should tank now and try to lose as many games as possible. Did that come across your brain last night while watching the game, eh? Yours truly?
Not really.
Oh,
sorry.
Come on.
I don't know. It must have been the Broncos because that was another team I believed in. And you're watching two of these teams that honestly can't even put two first downs together. And it just all clicked. I'm like, wow, what am I doing? Like, what am I believing in?
Can you just learn one thing here? Not that I am the football prognosticator. Not that I'm the most clairvoyant person in the world. I make a ton of wrong predictions. I make a ton of right predictions. I gave you warning last year to not get your hopes up on the Colts. I gave you a warning this year not to get your hopes up with the Denver Broncos. When I'm so adamant about one of your takes and you're so adamant about your take, I think you may just need to, in the future, tie goes to me. And you just may need to say, hey, maybe I should take a step back and trust Zach a little bit. Because this is now back-to-back years. We've had some nasty verbal fights on the radio about the Colts and then this year the Broncos. And it's just, you're not winning them right now. If you find a way to counter back in the next 2-3 years and I'm taking some punches on the chin, I'll have to reassess my strategy. But for now, if we are really going back and forth and I'm telling you that you're going to be wrong and you're so optimistic, you may just want to tone down the optimism a little bit. That would be my advice.
I can't help who I am. I'm going to stick to my guns.
Free of charge.
And I will continue on the same path that has led me to sadness and pain for 28 years of my life.
Yeah. It's a bad job. You got to learn. You got to adjust. You got to adapt. Got to be better. When we come on back, is Russ regretting his decision to leave Pete Carroll?
Do you ever wonder about dreams or deja vu, that feeling on a first date?
Yes, yes, the spark is real.
Maybe about where the aliens are, if they exist.
The universe could be infinite. So where is everybody?
My name is Mike Simpson. My podcast is called I've Got Questions. How do some animals change color? What's the best cure for the hiccups? Do you wash your denim?
I usually wait 4 to 6 months.
Kind of feels like a long time. Search for I've Got Questions on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes on Thursdays.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations. Coverage of your favorite teams. Live news from your hometown. And millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.